Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I don't know if any of you are anything like I was in middle school and high school, but oh my goodness, I had so many crushes. Anytime a boy was nice to me, or in fact, anytime a boy talked to me, or maybe he didn't even talk to me, but I just thought he was the slightest bit cute, I practically had us getting married. I would practice writing my first name with his last name. They were such a huge deal. And honestly, many of mine were obsessions. And I know that some of you listening may not have gone as far as I did with practically seeing them as my future husband, but you know that having a crush can be a big deal. Maybe it looks like this. Every time you get dressed in the morning, you get dressed with him in mind. I wonder what he'll think of me. I wonder if he'll like it. I wonder if he'll notice me. And you definitely know it's a big deal when, like I was, he's all you can think about. It seems like he consumes your every thought, so much so that your friends are getting a little bit annoyed by hearing all about him. Or maybe they like him too and they join in on the crush talk. Maybe it's gotten to the point where you go out of your way just to see him. Maybe you've even memorized his class schedule and you know exactly where his locker is at school, that you go out of your way to go by and see him. Or maybe it's youth ministry, and you go out of your way just so that you can be right next to him to see if he'll say hi to you. Every time you get around him, your brain can't even think a coherent thought. Maybe you start giggling, and your stomach starts fluttering with little butterflies. Ugh. Now, I want you to know, having a crush is not a sin. However, if that crush becomes an obsession, that's when it becomes a problem. So what do I mean by obsession? Basically, as I described above, all you can do is think about him. He consumes your every thought. When you close your eyes, all you can see is him. And you think to yourself, he could be the one. Becoming obsessed is a problem for several reasons. One of those reasons is because we are setting him up to be an idol in our lives. We're putting him above the place where God is supposed to be. The problem with that is that when we put anything above God, or we make more important than God in our mind, that part of our life ends up becoming a mess. Believe me, I know from experience. If you're not sure if the guy you like has become an obsession, I want you to ask yourself, how much time do I really spend thinking about him? If a lot, you may be like I was, and you may have an obsession. Another problem with obsessions is that when we are obsessed with a guy, we tend to make up stories in our minds that are far from reality. It's like we're lying to ourselves, like creating this perfect man and this perfect scenario, and it's just amazing. But the problem is, the great majority of the time, that is far from who that person is. We all have flaws. We all have things that we can work on and get better at. And that means he does too. He's not the perfect guy, because there was only one perfect guy, and that was Jesus. And then the last problem with obsession that I'm going to mention here is this. We really, 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 really like a guy, but what if he doesn't like us back? I mean, we've created this huge image in our mind, and he's the perfect man, but what if he finds out, and he doesn't necessarily like that you like him? Maybe he's mean about it. Maybe he makes fun of you. This happened to me, and it about crushed me. I had told the wrong friend who I liked. She turned around, went to one of that guy's friends and told her that I said all of these things about him, and I said that we were dating and that we'd been dating for quite a while. My friend thought it would be funny to see his reaction. Well, his reaction was not good at all. His reaction crushed me. He yelled at me and made fun of me in front of my entire class. So much so that he got in trouble and sent to the principal's office. It was a nightmare. And you probably know as well as I do, getting sent to the principal's office doesn't make it any better. When we're on the bus, riding the bus to and from school, or when we see each other out in public, everybody's laughing and making fun of you. It was a nightmare. I had been so obsessed with him that I placed all of my worth and all of my value in who he thought I was. I felt worthless when he treated me like that, like I was a nobody. One thing I didn't realize at the time was that if I placed my worth in what God said about me and understood my true identity was in God and not in some boy, it would still have hurt, yeah, but it wouldn't have crushed me like it did. Now, we've been talking a lot about obsessions. So what's the difference between a crush and an obsession? So remember earlier, I shared that having a crush is not a sin. But to some of you, you may be thinking, well, what's the difference between a crush and an obsession? Aren't they the same thing? A crush is an attraction to someone that you like. You may be attracted to them and their personality because maybe they're nice and they're respectful, or maybe he loves God and you see those good godly character traits that are on the inside of him. You like them, but they don't consume your thought life. They are somebody that maybe you think about from time to time, but they're not somebody that you think about all the time. They're not dictating what you're going to wear to school that day or what path you're going to take to go to what class. That is a crush. It's a simple attraction. It's normal and it happens. An obsession is like what I described earlier. They consume your every thought. Now you may be thinking, who actually can stop at a crush? Is it even possible? Doesn't it always move to obsession? Well, now you see how easily it is to step into obsession, right? The biggest challenge is, how do we handle those crushes so that they don't become obsessions? I'm going to be giving you 6 things that you can do to handle crushes in a way that they don't become an obsession. So 1, talk to God about it. Ask him to help you keep your thoughts on the right things. Philippians 4:8 tells us to think about things that are true. You know, what does God say? In Song of Solomon 8:4, it tells us not to stir up or awaken love before its time. When we go into obsession, when we start to daydream and do all those things that I did when I was in middle school and high school, that's what I was doing. I was awakening that love before it was time. Philippians 4:8 also says, think about things that are honest. Are you making up imaginations in your head, or are you being honest with yourself about him? It also says, think about things that are just, things that are innocent and pleasing to God. Think about things that are pure, those things that are modest and honoring to God. Think about things that are lovely, that are friendly towards others. Think about things that are of a good report. You're speaking well of them. And if they hear you, they're not embarrassed or upset, but they're encouraged. Philippians 4:8 also says, think about things that are virtuous. What good godly character traits does this guy have? And then lastly, it says, think about things that are praiseworthy, or again, encouraging to them. Also, while you're praying, ask God to help you control your emotions in your heart so that it does not become an obsession. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that the heart is deceitful. It can't always be trusted. That's why it's important to make sure that our trust is in the Lord. 2, make sure that you're putting God first in your life. Make sure that when you wake up in the morning, that you're getting into your Bible. You're spending time praying, and you're spending time in praise and worship, just thanking God for his great love for you. When you put God first in your life, it sets your day up for success. Genesis 1:1, and this is in the Message version of the Bible, it starts out this way. It says, first this, God. When we put God first in our lives, it takes whatever was chaotic and messy, and it begins to put it into order and makes it beautiful. 3, if you're struggling with keeping your crush on a guy away from being an obsession, be sure to talk to your parents or a youth pastor or somebody that you can trust that will pray with you, that will encourage you while you're on this journey. If you don't feel like you have anyone, reach out to me through the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com. I would love to encourage you and pray with you while you're on this journey. The end of Proverbs 12:15, it says, those who seek out and listen to wise counsel, They become wise themselves. All right, number four, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 tell us to cast down any thoughts that don't come into alignment with what God says about you. When your thoughts begin to step into obsession, cast them down. Say to those thoughts, no, I'm not going to think about him and let him consume my mind any longer. And then I want to encourage you, take a verse or a passage of verses and begin to speak that over your life. Say, God, I thank you that my identity does not come from this guy. It doesn't come from people. It comes from you, Lord. And according to the book of Ephesians chapter 1, you tell me that I am chosen by you. I'm accepted by you. I am loved by you. I was adopted into your family and it pleased you to do so. Thank you, Lord, that my identity comes from you, not from other people, in Jesus' name. Then number five, pray for him. Pray that he grows in his walk with God. If he is not a Christian, pray for his salvation. Pray that he gets a revelation of God's great love for him and he comes to know the Lord as his personal Savior. Pray that he gets an even bigger revelation of how much God loves him. Pray that he stands strong against the temptations of this world. Pray that he desires to spend time with God. Then number six, wait for God's perfect timing, for him to bring you the right one. Habakkuk 2:1 says, I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what God will say to me. Basically, this is saying, God, I'm going to watch. I'm going to wait for you to bring me the right guy. Ladies, I will tell you, God's timing will come at the right time. It won't simply be a crush. It will be the right time for both of you. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you, and I hope it helped you to see that if you have stepped into obsession, you are not alone. A lot of us have. All right, ladies, so as we say every week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, a couple quick announcements before we go today. Did you see that we now have brand new Uncommon Teen merch? And the store will be expanding shortly, but be sure to check it out. All you have to do is go to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says merch, and you can see our newest merchandise. Secondly, I want you to know our group coaching is now enrolling. Our next group will start in January, and I cannot wait for this. Not only are you learning from me, but you get to walk this journey with five other girls from across the United States and encourage each other while you're on this journey. Ladies, you learn way more from each other than you ever will from me. It is amazing. I have seen God move in such incredible ways. If you want to be a part of this, go to the Uncommon Teen app, click on the tab that says coaching, and you can find out more information there. Or you can go to uncommonteen.com/coaching. Ladies, I cannot wait for our next group to start. All right, have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.